Every state has a point that's higher than any other spot on the map. It's called a high point. And in Idaho, it's Bora Peak at 12,662 feet. And some high points are easier to climb than others, think Iowa, but very few people have climbed them all. And Idahoan Ella Johnson will soon be one of them. She's just 15 years old, and she's about to climb her 49th high point. She just climbed Mount Rainier. She's about to head to Utah, but before she climbs King's Peak, we wanted to take the chance to meet her and find out why she's doing this amazing thing. Welcome to Idaho Matters. Ella, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So what is a high point? I touched on it, but you've been to 49 of them. What do they look like?
Well, they look like anything. I mean, Florida has the lowest one at just above 300 feet above sea level, and you just drive up to this little monument. But in California, it's a giant rock that looms 7,000 feet above you at the trailhead. So they look there. It's a very wide range of mountains.
Wow. I mentioned Iowa. You mentioned Florida. Very simple to just drive up there. But I'm seeing some pictures of some high points that involve a lot of snow and rocks and things.
Yeah, the high points that are harder are often in the West. And there's only about 10 of them that are really challenging, I would say. And those have been like the last 10 that I've climbed as I've gotten older.
So I saw a video of you doing some climbing. You looked really, really cold when you climbed Mount Hood. How long ago was that?
I attempted Mount Hood last year and we got close to the top, but we did not make it due to avalanche danger.
Ooh.
And then this year we climbed it in May and we summited, which was really cool.
Wow. So that brings me to the point that some of these high points are you know, a little dangerous and pretty strenuous.
Yeah, some of them have some pretty big dangers, such as crevasse risk or avalanche danger or even weather.
Gotcha. And didn't you just climb Mount Rainier?
Yeah, we climbed Mount Rainier about 2 weeks ago.
How was that?
It was really cool. It's the mountain that I've seen my whole life, from my grandparents' house, from planes flying to Seattle. And it was the thing that my dad was like, yeah, we'll climb that someday. So it was crazy to be like, oh, I'm actually on this mountain. I just summited this mountain. That's been my goal for my whole life.
Well, and talk about that experience. I mean, there's snow, there's rocks. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, you start on a national park trail at Paradise in Mount Rainier National Park. And then you get onto this snowfield called the Muir Snowfield that just goes up and up and up for thousands of feet. And it seems like it'll never end. And then you get onto glaciers with huge crevasses below you. And it's a big mountain. It's almost 10,000 vertical feet. And it seems like it'll never end.
That's insane. Okay. And I noticed from a few pictures that Yoda from Star Wars shows up in some of these pictures at the top of high points. What's the deal with Yoda?
My dad has a little toy Yoda doll that he likes to bring everywhere with us. I don't know how to explain it more than that, but
so
it's a statement piece on our high points now.
So Yoda's gone to all the high points?
Most of them. In the recent years, he's gone to most of them.
That is awesome. Okay, so I said you're getting ready for number 49. I think it's this week. Where are you going?
We're going to King's Peak in Utah.
How high is that?
I think it's about just over 12,000 feet, but it's not... For the higher high points, it's not one of the more challenging ones. It's difficult and it's a long ways in, but it's easily doable.
Wow. I like you're just throwing them off now. Yeah, sure. I can do that one. Another high point. No big deal.
When we were 12, when I was 12, we tried to climb it and we got about 30 vertical meters from the top and we had to turn around because of a really intense thunder and lightning storm.
Oh, man. How long have you been climbing?
Well, I started doing the high points when I was 3 years old.
Wow. You got started early.
Yeah. It started as just a way for my parents to like get my brother and I out of the car on road trips. And it evolved into this massive project.
I guess. And not very many people, as we said, have climbed all 50 high points. What does it feel like? You're about to be in a very rare club.
It's cool. I like that it's such a niche activity. It kind of sets me apart. And it's fun to see other high pointers out because I'll meet them on mountains and they'll be like, oh yeah, this is my 38th. This is my 40th. And it's like, we share that little something special that's cool. And that's like a shared goal between us.
Nice. We're speaking with 15-year-old Ella Johnson. She's getting ready to climb her 49th state high point. Along with climbing mountains, you are also an artist, and you've created stickers of the high points. Talk about that. What are these stickers?
Yeah, I make original artwork, and I put them on stickers and pins of some of the higher mountains in the West and more famous ones, like Bora and Mount Rainier and Mount Hood. And I sell them at my online store, highpointpins.us, as well as at the Boise REI and the Outdoor Exchange in downtown Boise.
Wow. And I understand you're trying to raise money with these for your 50th climb. Is that right?
Yeah, we're trying to raise money any way we can to climb Denali. It's expensive, and it's the only mountain that will need a guide to climb. But that obviously costs money. So I'm trying to raise money for it through my artwork.
And this is Alaska, and this is the big one, right? This is the big, and you saved it for last.
Yeah, this is the big one. It's still a year or two away. It requires so much planning and 2 weeks on a glacier in the middle of nowhere, Alaska. So it's a big adventure.
Wow. Okay. Describe, before we get away from the stickers and the pins, describe some of these. What do they look like? They're very nice. I like them.
Well, we have about 3-inch circular stickers that have just pictures of mountains on them and the name and the elevation, and then the same on pins, but the pins are much smaller. They're little metal enamel pins.
I would think these are quite popular with high pointers.
Yeah, they like them. When we summited Mount Hood at the base, when we got back down to our car, I took out my box of pins and stickers and went around the parking lot asking people to buy them.
That's awesome. I love that. I love that. So you're going to 49. What has been the hardest climb so far?
The hardest climb for me was probably Gannett Peak in Wyoming. It was also my favorite, but it's a 60-mile round trip to get into the mountain, and it was just really intense, crossing rivers, going up thousands of feet just to go down them, glaciers, snowfields, the threat of a really big crevasse at the bottom of a steep section, and it was just a really challenging mountain for me, but it was really fun.
So you say 60 miles. You had to walk the 60 miles, right?
Yeah, it was about 30 miles in to like the top of the mountain in total. And it took us 3 days to get in, and we budgeted for 5 days total. So we walked in for 3 days, and on our fourth day we summited, and then we walked 26 miles out on our last day in one long push.
Wow. You said that was your favorite climb too.
Yeah. Why is it was really cool. It challenged me, and it was in a beautiful location in the Wind Rivers in Wyoming.
Wow. I was going to say, you must have seen some really pretty, pretty landscapes and when you're going up on some of these high points.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you've been to like every state and you've seen weird corners of them, it's like, it's amazing how different the U.S. is from other parts of the U.S. It's so expansive and big and covers every kind of environment you can think of.
So we mentioned the hardest climb. What was the easiest? Was that Florida or was it something else?
I mean, there's a lot of ones that you literally just drive into a parking lot and walk 10 feet. But Florida's is definitely the easiest. I mean, there's absolutely no way you could be sick from elevation or not summit it. And it was my first one, so I have to say it's the easiest.
Wow. So I guess if people want to, you know, try it out and try climbing high points, they could start in Florida.
Yeah, that would be a good place to start.
Are you nervous about Alaska? When I saw your video climbing some of the snowy mountains, I mean, it looks pretty intense. And I would think that Alaska is sort of the pinnacle.
Yeah, I mean, there's risks with climbing every mountain, but especially Alaska. Denali is large and the weather can be terrifying. And you spend a lot of time on a glacier and you never know what can happen. But I think I can train well for it and prepare as much as possible. And I always feel safer when my dad's climbing with me. So
has he climbed all the high points too?
He's climbed all of them except for Alaska and Utah. So we're evenly matched now, but he's climbed some of them multiple times.
That's awesome. So what happens after you climb Alaska and you've gotten all 50 high points under your belt? What's your next challenge after that?
We've discussed this since we're getting close to the end of our goal. We've been like, what do we do now? We've considered climbing the highest mountain in every European country, which would be cool. I've already climbed the highest one in Norway.
Wow. That's amazing. That's incredible. Now, so what advice would you have for someone your age? You're 15. Again, we want to point that out. Who might be interested in climbing or maybe taking the challenge?
I think it's hard for young people to get into climbing, especially without a car. I mean, my dad drives me to all these mountains, but I climb in a climbing gym and that helps with just some of the like strengthening. And then if you want to get into outdoor mountains in Idaho, we have the Sawtooth, which are so close to Boise and beautiful mountains that are easy to get into. And I think just start hiking and see where it leads you from there. There's a lot of people who are willing to take you into the mountains who want climbing partners. You just got to look for them.
Well, you mentioned your dad. I mean, what's it been like to take on these challenges with your dad? I mean, that's got to be a nice bonding experience.
Yeah, it's been great. It's definitely made us closer in spite of some long trips with him in cars for hours. But it's really nice to have this relationship with my dad and this thing to keep us close. It's fun to like have that bonding experience with him. And it's really cool too, because he's a pretty insane mountain climber. So I've had a lot of chances to hear his stories. And I never feel unsafe on a mountain with him. I always feel protected and sure of where we're going.
Well, it sounds like you've done all the planning and preparing, and you've done this, you know, very professionally. You're not just jumping up and going, I can climb that glacier. You're really, I think, learning skills for your future.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because I've climbed some of these mountains when I was a very unfit 12, 13, 14 year old. And as I've aged and gotten more fit and gotten more into sports, it's definitely become easier. But some of the mountains I've climbed, I have not been prepared for. And it's a miracle that I've made my way to the top.
Wow. That's amazing. I think it's amazing that you're doing this. I mean, when I was 15, I couldn't climb out of bed. So I can't imagine climbing all 50 high points in the U.S. It sounds like a lot of fun. It sounds like you're having a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. It's really great. I used to not like it when I was a kid because who likes hiking when they're 8 years old? But as I've gotten older, it's definitely been a really fun experience to have.
Wow. Okay, we've been speaking with 15-year-old Ella Johnson. She's climbing all 50 state high points. She'll be climbing number 49 later this week. Good luck and be safe and have fun.
Thank you. I will.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
Want to learn how to be a master of business without going back to school? Listen to the Planet Money MBA. No suits, no PowerPoints, just the secrets of business school delivered straight to your ears. Every Wednesday till Labor Day on Planet Money from NPR.